It's so easy with an image like this to project into it our erroneous interpretations. It's a Rorschach blot to some degree. We can project into it whatever we want. But there is something, at least in my way of looking at it, in the expression of this older couple that is sad. It's forlorn. There is an inevitability of resign in their face. Maybe they know that they're at the end of their life. Maybe they know that things are running out for them. Time is running out. Business is running out. Who knows? But somehow it goes together with the subsequent picture of the empty store. Now, maybe it's the empty store that's causing me to have that reaction. I know, because of the second picture, what is in their future. And so I project that future into their expressions. I don't know. It could be totally erroneous on my part. But nonetheless, when the two pictures are put together, it does provide us incentive, I think, to maybe interpret something in their facial expressions that becomes a reality when we see the second photograph, even if it wasn't a thought that occurred to them at the moment of the first photograph. Of course, we'll never know. But be that as it may, whatever their emotions are, our emotions are real because we see through that filter of knowledge, because we know what George Weber found on his return.